I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The United States is offering to help raise $100 billion a year to help poorer nations deal with climate change. That is the big news as the climate summit in Copenhagen enters its final 24 hours. President Obama is due to be in the Danish capital tomorrow, but it seems likely now that the climate summit will end without an international agreement on a new climate treaty. The World's environment editor Peter Thompson is in Copenhagen. And Peter, first of all, the U.S. is offering to help raise that $100 billion. Where's the money going to come from?
Well, Marco, that's still a big question mark. The deal was announced this morning in fairly dramatic fashion by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And this has actually been one of the big issues in these negotiations. That is, how much the U.S. and other developed countries would be willing to pony up with to help poorer and more vulnerable countries pay for the transition to a lower carbon economy and deal with the effects of climate change. So it's a big deal, $100 billion a year starting in 2020. But the secretary didn't provide much in the way of details on where the money would come from. It certainly wouldn't all come from the U.S. Europe's pledged in principle to contribute to fund something like that, so it's likely a good deal of the money will come from there. It also seems likely that it wouldn't all be public money, that is, government money, but that much of it would come from private sources. And some of that could actually come from money made in the international carbon credits market, which, of course, is really still in its infancy. So there are still a lot of questions.
And I understand Secretary Clinton's pledge came with a very large caveat. What is that?
Well, the pledge is contingent on getting a deal here in Copenhagen that includes specific emissions targets by emerging big players like China and a mechanism for monitoring and verifying those emissions reductions. And that's something that China and other big emerging countries like India have steadfastly refused to accept. So yes, it is a very big caveat. But Clinton's conditional offer may also be almost as much of a stick as a carrot, because what people here are saying is that the promise of this money could put pressure on those poorest countries to turn around and put pressure on China to accept those hard, verifiable emissions targets in order to come out of here with a deal.
So explain that. What do you mean by verifiable emissions targets?
Well, basically, it means that a country's emissions of greenhouse gases would be subject to auditing and verification by some sort of outside body, remaining to be determined, to ensure that the country is really achieving what it's promised. China is holding very firm to its refusal to accept that principle, but today, through a spokesman, Premier Wen Jinbao did give a few inches. He said that China will guarantee its emissions in domestic law, and that they promise to improve their communication and transparency with the rest of the world on emissions. So there is some small movement there, but the two big players are still very, very far apart on that key issue.
I suppose small movement is better than no movement at all. So President Obama is expected to arrive in Copenhagen tomorrow, Peter. I mean, the president has a lot riding on the summit. It could impact his credibility on the world stage and at home. Is he seen as a deal maker for all of this?
There certainly is a lot of expectation here that his presence could be crucial. He already came to Copenhagen once this year and left empty-handed. That was, of course, for Chicago's bid for the Olympics,
right.
And that was a plastic trinket compared to what's at stake here. So I don't think he or anyone else in the building expects that he will come and go home empty-handed this time. But there's still a lot of ground to cover. And, of course, it's still possible that any deal will really just be a face-saving agreement rather than one with real substance. So we'll probably know all of this by this time tomorrow.
Indeed we will. The World's Environment editor, Peter Thompson, in Copenhagen. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Marco.